إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. الحمد لله. This is from Mumbai, where I am until Monday evening, inshallah. Absolutely delighted to hear the adhan from all around this morning for Fajr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslims and keep them strong always, inshallah. On the subject of tawakkul, you were talking about Musa alayhi salam and his life. The lives of all the Anbiya, their lives are examples of tawakkul, because there is no better example of tawakkul than the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam now is challenged by Fir'aun, and we know the story of the challenge and the Pharaoh called all his magicians, because that was the strength of the Egyptians, their magic. And we know what happened when Musa alayhi salam threw his staff, bismillahi ta'ala, it turned into a snake and swallowed up the staffs of the magicians. And then this amazing transformation of these magicians from being not just kuffar, from being not just deniers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the chief of them, being the leaders of those deniers, being the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enemies of Musa alayhi salam, the enemy of the Messenger of Allah, instantly they turned into not just Muslims, but they turned into Muslims with such yaqeen that when the Firaun threatened them and said, I will cut off your right hands and your cut off your arms and your legs, one on either side, and I will crucify you, they said, whatever you may do will not harm us beyond this life, and we will not deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, imagine this level of yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into their hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that yaqeen, inshaAllah. Now, then we have the story of Musa alayhi salam, standing at the Red Sea, and then bismillahi ta'ala, with the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam strikes the water with his staff and the water parts, and Allah makes 12 roads for the 12 tribes of Bani Israel to cross over, and then the sea comes back, the water comes back and closes over the heads of the army of Fir'aun, which chases them and follows them into the bed of the sea. Now, the whole issue of understanding these stories is the issue of tawakkul. Now, when Musa alayhi salam throws his staff, what is he trusting? What is his trust to say what will happen when he throws his staff? When Musa alayhi salam strikes the water, try and strike the water yourself and see what happens. But when Musa alayhi salam strikes the water, what is in his heart? What is the level of tawakkul that he is doing that with? What gives him this strength? What gives him this trust? And what gives him this trust is the understanding of the power and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only when we understand the power and glory and majesty of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that we can get this level of trust where we throw ourselves. The example I always give is a little child, you know, when little kids are maybe a year and a half old or 2 years old, maybe less than 2 years old. Many times you see them, their fathers will throw them up in the air and catch them. And the child is laughing, he's thrilled, he's delighted that he's flying. You put him onto a higher place on top of a fridge or something, and you tell him, and the father tells him to jump, and he just jumps, he leaps up, he just comes off the fridge, and he's flying through the air into the arms of his father. The same child, if another man who the child does not know, even though the man may be like Arnold Schwarzenegger and his father, and whereas the father of the child might be like a dried prompt, like a dried shrimp, if this Arnold Schwarzenegger of a man picks up this child and puts him on top of the fridge and says jump, the child will start crying. He will not jump. Even though this man is stronger than his father, is bigger than his father, and logically this man can catch the child and the child will be safe in his arms, but he will not jump. The reason is not the fact that this man is bigger or smaller. The reason is the trust of the child. The child knows his father, and so he trusts his father. The child knows that my father will not drop the catch. My father will not allow me to be injured. My father will not allow me to fall down. And it's that trust that the child has, based on which the child jumps from the top of the fridge, based on which when the father throws the child up in the air, the child is laughing and he is having fun, he is not afraid. Now, the issue is this, that how well do we know Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? It's not by my lecture on do you know Allah or do you know about Allah? And I request you listen to that. It's not a question of knowing about Allah, it's a question of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. And that knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what enables us, what keeps us away from sin, what enables us to live in a state where we revel in worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, where we look forward to the worship of Allah, where we look forward to the reading of the Quran, where we look forward to the work of deen. All of this comes from love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this love is based on his power and glory and majesty. When you revel in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can have tawakkul. And this is what the Anbiya did, and this is what Musa alayhi salam did. He used to revel in the power of Allah. Now imagine, Allah tells him, strike the water with your staff. What is the need to strike the water with the staff? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can part the waters. In any case, it is Allah who is parting the waters. It's not Musa alayhi salam. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is parting the waters. Why strike the water with your staff? This is the izzah to the Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that he is having this done by the hand of his Nabi alayhi salam. And this is the izzah to the Nabi. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. That to see, the world will see the thing happening from you by your hand, but you know and Allah knows that it happens bismillahi ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It happens only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it. The world sees it as something that you are doing. Sahibul karama is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the human being, and that's very important. So therefore, we need to bring our hearts into a state where the heart revels in the power and glory and majesty of Allah, where the heart feels the power and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran as well, that it is the sign of the believer. Innamal mu'minuna alladhina idha dhukirallahu wajilat qulubuhum. Is a sign of the believer that when the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, the heart of the believer shivers and is affected by the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the mention of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the mention of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very, very important to bring your heart into that state. And then the way to do that is through zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with his khashiyah, to fill our hearts with his glory and majesty, and to enable us to have hearts which revel in his power, so that when we raise our hands to ask Allah, there is no doubt in our mind that Allah will give us what we want, because he can give. And that's why I say make dua and learn how to make dua. But this comes only from knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to him, and to save us from that which is not pleasing to him, and to help us to revel in his glory and majesty, because only that is worth reveling in. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with tawakkul and make us among the mutawakkilun, who he will enter into Jannah bi ghayri hisab. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.